Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for The Howie Carr Show.
I'm going to lose the script, and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom.
Gave up all sweets for Lent. You have no idea how hard it is for me.
The children can clearly wind up getting infected. When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks when they're interacting with groups from multiple households.
Hey, no. Don't listen to this guy.
Let your children run wild and free.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There is a completely false narrative about so-called voter suppression.
We wouldn't have to have this debate about the filibuster, at least on this issue, if the folks on the other side would do the right thing and stand for voting rights.
It's just a myth, like unicorns or speed reading.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Texter 339 says, would requiring a vaccine passport or ID disenfranchise minorities? You know, like requiring voter ID? Sure sounds racist to me. That's an excellent point. It's an excellent point. So you're going to need a COVID vaccination ID to get on an airplane or to go to work, but not to vote. And in fact, they can't ask you for a COVID passport or a driver's license or anything else. If you want to vote, you can just vote as many times as you want.
I hope this goes to the Supreme Court before Biden packs it.
Jesus, this is Ron DeSantis anyway, and the governor of Florida talking about this latest insane proposal by Cuomo. And again, this is like talking about the pandemic coming back tonight. So to shift attention from the border. This is Cuomo trying to change the subject from his latest accuser tonight and all of the other accusers and the VIP list of people who got COVID tests when the average citizen in New York State couldn't. So this is Ron DeSantis in Florida today.
You want the fox to guard the hen house? I mean, give me a break. I think this is something that has huge privacy implications. It is not necessary to do. You know, we're going to have hit 3.5 million seniors that have gotten shots sometime this week, likely 75% of seniors. It's important to be able to do it. But at the same time, we are not going to have you provide proof of this just to be able to live your life normally. And I'm going to be taking some action in an executive function.
You know, that is such a great way to put it, the fox guarding the hen house. This, what are they going to do? HIPAA doesn't apply anymore? HIPAA always seemed like a pretty good law to me, to keep your medical records private. HIPAA, it's out the window. Title IX, to give women's athletics the same financing, the same opportunities as male athletics that get the big TV contracts and draw people into the stadiums or the arenas. Title IX, gone. Gone. You know, the idea of assimilation and raising the standards of living for people in the lower socioeconomic groups by keeping the workforce at a certain level and not importing basically some kind of slave labor that's also collecting welfare at the same time, that's subsidized by the taxpayer. That's out the window now. They're just importing all these people. They're very concerned about COVID-19, but they're not enough to stop bringing in all these illegal aliens and putting them on buses, even though they test positive. How does this work? I don't quite get it. It's none of this makes any sense. But they're just trying to just keep it. It's like a shell game, three card Monty. They just keep moving it around. They keep trying to distract you. And tonight's distraction is going to be this CDC director having an alleged meltdown about the impending doom. Cut the bleep. 844-500-4242. Yeah, what do you, where are the HIPAA laws here? What happened to Title IX? What happened to due process? They say there's not going to be any due process on college campuses for males who are accused of attacking female college students. They're not going to have any due process. But illegal aliens, they're a different story. They'll get whatever they want because they're going to vote Democrat. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I read a great thread. We're going to take a lot of calls in this hour, but I read a great thread of tweets from some guy named John Hayward, and he's talking about COVID becoming a religion. It's even more appropriate today after this latest attempt to resurrect the backsliders in the American community, which is most of the population that can read a chart. But this is John Hayward, and I'm just going to read some of his tweet from some of his tweets. He put out a thread. Every crisis becomes a religion if it lasts long enough. You could also say it becomes a racket, too. The power elite insists its remedies are logical and politically correct, so they must work, even if the actual evidence shows they obviously don't, you know, like masks. When beautiful theories crash into hard, cold reality and shatter, faith is the glue used by the elites to put their precious ideas back together. They need militant faith to get the job done. True believers eager to crush doubt and compel obedience by making war on the infidels. Think of true believers as Karens and the infidels. That's you and me. Some are swept into the faith because they desperately crave a sense of control over the alleged crisis. They need to believe something can be done, and they'd rather invest their faith in debunked beautiful theories than have no faith at all. Faith is a coin that demands to be spent. Some crave social approval, and the purveyors of beautiful theories have immense political, economic, and cultural power to make their faith seem fashionable. Virtue signaling is such a plague in modern society because the signals are prepackaged and made very easy to send. I heard a public service announcement today on one of the stations I listen to in the morning, and it was just, well, you've gotten your vaccine, but now you can't let your guard down. Got to keep wearing those masks. It's a plural, masks. I thought to myself, where does it end? What happened to the 15 days to flatten the curve? What happened to all we need to do is get through to the vaccinations? What happened to the long, dark winter? It's over. So it's now followed by a long, dark spring? Today, there isn't much left of the faith except the visceral communal satisfaction of hoping unbelievers will be punished for their blasphemies with sickness and death. Yeah, that's all the people. I hope they die in Florida. They open the beaches down there. How about all those people in Texas having a good time? How dare they? The elite will never have the humility to admit they were wrong. And they'll never even give up politically or financially profitable solutions, even when they don't solve the problem, obviously. Think the war on poverty. Founding a crisis religion means they never have to say they're sorry. You can look for some telltale signs of a crisis transforming into a religion. The most obvious one is when the high priest tells you the war you've been drafted into will never end. Mutants, variants. Always keep an eye out for the moving goalposts, which are the signature mark of a crisis religion, their version of parting the waters or loaves and fishes. Crisis religions work very hard to make their faith unfalsifiable by constantly changing the standards of evidence. Above all, look for the whiff of arrogance to develop around a crisis. Crisis religions are militant faiths that quickly become arrogant, smug, and totalitarian. They reject criticism, insist their beautiful theories must be right because they are ideologically pure. They fit smugly into a worldview that must not be challenged. Their plans only fail because their commands to you and me were disobeyed or sabotaged. We didn't wear our masks. We didn't social distance. We didn't get the vaccine. Only sin can explain why their beautiful theories are tarnished. Failure is never their fault, so it must be yours. They find your lack of faith disturbing. That's really a good thread. That's from a guy named John Hayward. Came out over the weekend. Can we send that out, Taylor?
Sure.
See if we can get that out. John Hayward is his name. All right, 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back, and I have an example of the crisis religion from my hometown of Wellesley, Massachusetts. There was a terrible, grievous crime committed against the body politic in Wellesley, Massachusetts. You're not going to believe it when you hear it. You just hit the jackpot. I have this amazing all-natural product that you need to try. Balance 7 is your one-stop shopping to help increase your energy levels, aid in digestion, heartburn, arthritis, and so much more. Check out balance7.com and learn why balancing your body is so important for the performance of your immune system. You've heard this promise from other products, but Balance 7 really does what it says it will do. Simply drink a total of 3 ounces a day, and within 72 hours, most people begin to have more energy, greater clarity of thought, and just feel healthier overall. Order your one-month supply at balance7.com. Use code word HOWIEFREE to save $10 and get free shipping. Be one of the first 50 to purchase Balance 7 and receive Smooth Skin, an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at $13.99. You get that for free. If you haven't hit the jackpot before, today is your lucky day. Order now and receive $10 off a 30-day supply, free shipping, and get a chance to receive Smooth Skin conditioner at no charge, all by using my code word HOWIEFREE. That's HOWIEFREE. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
He'll regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you have a sense of impending doom as COVID cases allegedly rise?
No, I do not.
90% say no.
844-500-4242. 617, why did you get the vaccine if you don't think people can die from it? Because I thought there would be, I feared that there would be this COVID vaccine passport BS. And because it was easy. It's not like, you know, not every state is like Massachusetts and totally screwed up and corrupt. You know, it's not a hassle to get it down here. I got an email from my doctor. I can walk to my doctor's office. So you want to get it? It's free. So I got it. It was free. And now I have a passport. I don't want to. I hate the idea of a passport, but I got a passport. And the guy's basically saying that I'm a hypocrite for getting it, that why am I, I say I'm not afraid of dying from it, but Taylor, have you ever heard me express the slightest inkling of fear about COVID-19?
Never.
Yeah. The only fear I have is being yelled at by a Karen or stopped by a cop or something like that. I can read charts. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die. You know, it's like they say, don't worry about the bullet with your name on it. Worry about the bullet that says to whom it may concern.
Even from,
you know, if something's going to kill you, it's going to kill you.
From day one where, you know, even us younger people, Grace and myself, we took this a little bit more seriously back on day one when really nothing was known about it. We wore the masks and everything, even though we didn't really want to. We thought we were doing the right thing by everybody else. Howie was not in that camp. From day one, he was saying, whatever. If it's my time, it's my time, but I doubt it's going to happen.
Right. I mean, you know, I feel sorry for everybody who got sick and the people who died, obviously. But I think for most people, it was like Kurt Schlichter just said. It was like a hangover. It's like the flu. When do they let up on the population? When the survival rate becomes 99.8% as opposed to 99.7%? I mean, when does this end? And the thing is, it doesn't end because it has become a religion. Someone said that that thread you were reading, was that about the COVID religion or the climate change religion? It could be either one. I would actually say COVID is just an offspring. It's just a refinement of the climate change religion. Climate change is hard to put across because, you know, you just keep saying you're going to be dead in 2100. Well, yeah, I'm going to be dead in 20. Everybody's going to be dead in 2100. So, but when you could say you're going to be dead next week, that works for a while until so many weeks go by and you're still not dead. You're not paying attention to it anymore. And so then they have to up the ante here. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, just saying that, you know, the climate change religion and the COVID religion is, it would be like saying the Episcopalians are different from the Lutherans. I think they're both Protestants. But
exactly. That's a good way to put it.
But this weekend, I went up to New Hampshire. I literally felt like I was in another country. We went to a smokehouse. I got ribs, pulled pork, sausages. I went to a store. I bought 9mm ammo. They actually had it on the shelves. I couldn't believe it. And then we bought craft beer.
I hope you picked up some Newports, if not for yourself, but for your neighbors.
I should have, Howie. That was kind of selfish of me. There's no doubt, as soon as my daughter graduates college, I'm leaving this dump. I can't wait to get out of Mass.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm honestly not looking forward to coming back that much, you know, especially not in early May when it's going to still be, you know, crappy. I just remember going to those early season Red Sox games at night and just being freezing my rear end off. Not that I'm going to any Red Sox games at night anymore, but it's just the weather's not that great. And you know, who needs it when you got all this crap going? It's like being in East Germany or Albania under Hoxha. Doug, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Doug.
Oh, hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just thinking about super spreader events. I can't even imagine how thickly packed in those poor kids are with the space blankets are like a sardine can down on the border with Ted Cruz.
They're like hot dogs.
Any of them wearing a mask?
No, exactly. it's like hot dogs wrapped in at a game, and you know they sell them they go through the stands. They got them wrapped in the foil. Yeah, the one that Cruz was at, its normal capacity is 1,000, but with the COVID regulations, it's 250, and there are 4,000 people in there. 4,000 people, and these fools at the White House are trying to get you to not go to a restaurant for dinner, but they're packing these people in because they figure they're going to vote Democrat, go on welfare, and be wards of the state and be dependable members of the underclass for the rest of their lives. It's insane what they're doing. Thanks for the call, Doug. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yes, hi. How are you going, Harry Carr? I want to ask you a question because I spoke to a beautiful woman a couple of days ago. She worked at a Social Security office in Newark. She told me it's a lot of legal old people collecting SSI and go to the country, come back, and 1 year, and we interviewed them, but she know she illegal, but still collect SSI. It's about almost $849 every month.
I know. We've talked about this before, I think. They come over on a visa, and they say they're going to live with their kids. And then they go and they say, my kid threw me out. I have no way to support myself. So they get SSI, and they get public housing. Retirement. After putting not a dime in, I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. President Trump just put out an email about Fauci and Birx. Two self-promoters trying to reinvent history to cover for their bad instincts and faulty recommendations, which fortunately I almost always overturned. You know, see, that's the difference between Trump and Biden. He says almost always. He admitted that. Biden would never admit that. Never in a million years that he ever made a mistake. So I just got to read. We're going to take more calls, and I'll go over this this email from President Trump. Now that he can't tweet, he has to email. But he still makes the point, and we'll get to it. But you know, high school football just resumed in Massachusetts, and there was no high school football last year, and the kids obviously missed it. Everybody missed it because it's a lot of fun, especially those Thanksgiving games, the Thanksgiving Day games, the traditional rivalries. The oldest football rivalry in the high school football rivalry in the country is Needham and Wellesley. And Wellesley used to be part of Needham. That's why it's a great rivalry, because they're right next door. I live in Wellesley. I work in Needham. I know the places pretty well. So it's a big rivalry, and it's an important part of the town's tradition, not just the high school's. So they finally played the football game last week, and Wellesley's been kind of down the last few years, and Needham has been defeating it. And so the tables were turned. And the Wellesley Raiders, formerly the Red Raiders, crushed the Needham Mustangs, or whatever the hell their name is. I can't remember. At 34-0. So the Wellesley people, not only was it the first time they'd played the game for a couple of years, but it was also a 34-0 drubbing of their great rivals, their arch rivals. So afterwards, guess what they all did, all the Wellesley football players? They all had a big pile up together, and they were all cheering and yelling, and they took off their helmets, and they took off their masks. They took off their masks, and they were having a good time right under the scoreboard that said Needham 0, visitors 34, visitors being Wellesley. Well, guess you know what happened next. The principal of Wellesley High School had to send out an open letter to the community regarding picture of our football team. Could I have another dun dun dun? This is Principal Chisholm. I want to take this opportunity to let you know we realize the recent picture of our football team in the news showed our players, students, and children not physically distancing or wearing masks. They've just played a tackle football game. Okay? This was an unsafe situation. I want to assure you our athletic director, John Brown, and I have spoken with Coach Davis, who has communicated with his team several times about the seriousness of adherence to our protocols. I realize there are a lot of questions out there regarding the behavior of teenagers and how we plan to manage them when we return to school in full. What I can tell you is that we are messaging the appropriate health and safety protocols to every corner of the building and every program in our school. We also recognize that teenagers and adults will occasionally make mistakes along this path, like enjoying and celebrating a big victory. And what we will do when that happens is address it as swiftly and clearly as we can. The existence of those mistakes do pose a level of risk that I know you all considered as you send your kids back to school with the full population. Please know we take this responsibility seriously, and we'll do our best to keep Wellesley High School safe.
Your papers, please.
I hope you all have a restful weekend. Be well. Be best, Jamie. Thank you, Jamie. God, am I glad my kids are out of that school. Yikes. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I just can't imagine how these Democrats, the Congress people and the Senate, how they can go home, the liberal ones, how they can go home and justify to their families, to their kids, to their wives, how all this pack of lies that they're spewing is truth. I just don't know how a human being can do that. How can somebody lie like that to the ones they love? And I know you're going to say they're all drinking the Kool-Aid. They all believe it. But they don't believe it. I do not believe that they believe it.
I know. Well, John, I don't know. John's worked up, but I don't blame him. I mean, the whole thing with Dr. Birx is now she's trying to say that, you know, Trump was a fraud. You know why she was fired? She was fired because she disregarded what Principal Chisholm calls the protocols. So she's out there in a little scarf every day telling people what to do. And then she just goes on a jaunt. I even forget when it was. I mean,
Thanksgiving, I believe.
Was it Thanksgiving? When all of those people, the guy from the mayor from Austin, the mayor from Denver, they were. And that was after the governor of California and the mayor of San Francisco went to that place, the French Laundry, one of the most expensive restaurants in the United States. On succeeding nights. I mean, you know, why now? And now she's, as Trump says, she's rewriting history. Dr. Birx is a proven liar with very little credibility left. Many of her recommendations were viewed as pseudoscience, and Dr. Fauci would always talk negatively about her and, in fact, would ask not to be in the same room with her. Oh, this is great stuff. This is like a gossip story. The states who followed her lead, like California, had worse outcomes on COVID and ruined the lives of countless children because they couldn't go to school, ruined many businesses, and an untold number of Americans who were killed by the lockdowns themselves. Dr. Birx was a terrible medical advisor. This is, again, Donald Trump just sent this out a few minutes ago. Dr. Birx was a terrible medical advisor, which is why I seldom followed her advice. Here we go. Her motto should be, do as I say, not as I do. Who can forget when... See, we didn't even need you, Taylor, to tell... Trump tells us what happened. Who can forget when Dr. Birx gave a huge mandate to the people of our nation to not travel and then traveled a great distance to see her family for Thanksgiving, only to have them call the police and turn her in? She then, embarrassingly for her, resigned. Finally, Dr. Birx says she can't hear very well, but I can. There was no very difficult phone call other than Dr. Birx's policies that would have led us directly into a COVID-caused depression. She was a very negative voice who didn't have the right answers. Time has proven me correct. I only kept Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx on because they worked for the U.S. government for so long. They are like a bad habit! ! I haven't even gotten to the part about Dr. Fauci yet. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll take some more calls here. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Howie. Got a question for you.
Yes.
What do you think the Democrats would do if the Republicans came up with their own immigration plan to fly in, you know, a bunch of Japanese, some civilians from India, you know, all those countries that surround China, and, you know, loved President Trump, and we could make the taxpayers pay for it.
Well, they, you know, Tim, they had that rule in effect when Trump was president. He put it in. It's the, I think it's called the public charge rule. And to get a visa, you had to prove that you weren't ever going to become a public charge. And that was one of the things that Biden did away with because he wants to import public charges into the country.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to beat them at their own game.
I don't know. We've got to stop. Stop this COVID panic from continuing, though, because they want to keep it going to use the mail-in ballots for the 2022 elections. I think that's another whole aspect to this scam that's going on. Thanks for the call, Tim. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thanks, Howie. On the COVID shot, I just don't understand how an employer would even think about making their employees get the shot. Just, you know, endorse it, say we believe it's a good thing, you should get it. Then the people who want it get it. The people who don't might get sick. Because if all the people around you got it, all these little Karens get it, then they're safe, correct?
Jeff, I don't understand. You know, we talked about last week about Cigna Insurance. I mentioned in my column today online. I wrote them all down, all the things you can't see. You can't say you're going blind into anything, you know, because it might offend blind people. You can't ask someone if they have a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I mean, what could be more intrusive than asking somebody if they've had injections, Jeff? I mean, how is that not a total violation of privacy and a form of employment discrimination if you use that against somebody?
It absolutely is, and this is what we got to watch out for too. Coming down the road, wait till Congress makes the insurance companies make you get it, and if you don't get it, you don't get coverage.
Oh, God. It's just, and again, the thing is, why? If it's, this isn't the bubonic plague. This isn't Black Death. It's not even the Spanish flu. I don't even think it's the Hong Kong flu. And yet the society has been turned inside out for political purposes and religious purposes too. There's a great text from Maine just now, 207. We're talking about whether or not this is a religion or not, the COVID religion, and isn't climate change also a religion? And 207, I think, put it very well. COVID is a mutant variant of the climate change religion. Exactly. That's it, to use their own terminology. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for, by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. On my bike ride today, I went back to my favorite Rolling Stones album of all time, Exile on Main Street. It's a double album, but there was still plenty of time because the Raycons have 6 hours of power. Raycons are great. And unlike all the other people on the bike path, I don't have any dangly wires coming out of my ears. I'm looking cool and hip and hep. Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery for 6 hours of playtime, as I said, you can unplug for a while. Go ahead.
As you mentioned, Howie, they're very noise canceling and they're very effective, to the point where I'm almost not allowed to wear them when I'm around my wife because she has a very tough time getting my attention when I'm listening to my Raycons. They're that good. I can't hear anything but what's coming through the Raycons.
Right. I put a light on my bike for the early morning hours because, like you said, I can't hear if someone yells at me. So I need that light so people can jump out of my way when I'm coming down the bike path at them, listening to Tumbling Dice or Casino Boogie. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look, or happy. That's another great song. The best part, Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Buy some Raycons and listen to Stop Breaking Down. Or is it Start Breaking Down? Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
You mentioned earlier in the day the three wise monkeys, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, have been declared racist. They've been canceled by the University of York in UK. But my three wise monkeys have not been canceled. You can see them if you go to HowieCarshow.com and click on it's on the main page, actually. So you can see them and read my internet-only column. I'm writing a column every Monday just for the internet only. But you can read about the monkeys and see the monkeys. And while you're there, check out our store at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. We still got a lot of cheap bastard deals, including the ProClean Auto Wash. That's a good deal. It's getting warmer. There's a $50 gift certificate for $25. You can get a couple of them, I think. At least a couple of car washes for that, maybe more. But ProClean Auto Wash, a $50 gift certificate for $25. They're in Chelmsford, Devens, Franklin, Marlboro, Millis, Pepperell, Randolph, Westboro, Westford, and Worcester, Mass. So check them out. Anyway, back to what President Trump, we told you what he wrote about Dr. Birx. It was devastating. This is pretty good stuff on Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx move far too slowly, and if it were up to them, we'd currently be locked in our basements as our country suffered through a financial depression. Families and children in particular would be suffering the mental strains of this disaster like never before. Trump continues. In a fake interview last night on CNN, Dr. Fauci, who said he was an athlete in college but couldn't throw a baseball even close to home plate, it was a roller, quotes, roller, tried to take credit for the vaccine when in fact he said it would take 3 to 5 years and probably longer to have it approved. Dr. Fauci was incapable of pressing the FDA to move it through faster. I was the one who got it done, and even the fake news media knows and reports this. He continues on Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci was also the king of flip-flops in moving the goalposts to make himself look as good as possible. He fought me so hard because he wanted to keep our country open to China, countries like China. I closed the borders against his strong recommendation, which saved many lives. Dr. Fauci also said we didn't need to wear masks, then a few months later said we needed to wear masks, and now two or three of them. Dr. Fauci spent U.S. money on the Wuhan lab in China, and now we know how that worked out. He didn't even mention Dr. Redfield. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I want to throw one thing at you about the Karens out there. I was at Market Basket the other day, right? It was about 5:30 at night. I was filthy from working. I was buying cold cuts. I just wanted to go home, take a hot shower, relax. Right. Anyway,
right.
I went down an aisle the wrong way, and this loser Karen. This loser Karen goes, hey, you're going the wrong way. And I said, the arrow? Yeah, I'm dyslexic. And she goes, huh? And I said, hell to go. And she didn't know what to make of it. And I just walked away.
Thank you, Rocky. When we heard from that couple in Springfield that visited us, they're good friends of the show. They told us that the one-way aisles were still in effect. Me and my guy here, McKay, we just couldn't believe it. They've been gone here for close to a year. They didn't last long in Florida, not even in South Florida. People wouldn't put up with it. It's ridiculous. Absurd. All the more reason to get your food from HelloFresh.com. Doug, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Just reading that letter, I miss Trump. He's one of the funniest guys ever. But
it was a roller. That's a memorable line,
isn't
it? I love
that. That's great. But my point was going to be is, and not only is it for voting things by bringing all these illegal aliens in, but they're going to perpetuate the COVID thing because now you're busing by Greyhound, flying all over the country, these
right.
illegal aliens that are sick.
Yeah, I know. Now you have an excuse. Well, what were we going to do? You could have kept the borders closed. They weren't coming into the country before you broke the policy that Trump spent years setting up. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.